Today, Democrats are celebrating one victory in the Georgia Senate runoffs, which gets them one step closer to a majority in the U.S. Senate. Reverend Raphael Warnock won against Republican incumbent Kelly Loeffler. That makes him the first black senator to represent Georgia and the first black Democrat elected to the Senate from a southern state. Here's Warnock earlier on NPR's Morning Edition.
Welcome to the new Georgia. It is more diverse. It is more inclusive. And it readily embraces the future. And I'm the product of that, among other signs that you can see right on the ground here in this state.
The other race between Democrat John Ossoff and Republican David Perdue is still too close to call, but Ossoff is holding on to a narrow lead. Let's bring in Stephen Fowler, a reporter for Georgia Public Broadcasting. And Stephen, what a historic moment for Georgia today. What's the feeling?
Well, Well, if you ask Democrats, it's a feeling of relief. For years, they have been telling people that Georgia is a flippable state. It's a winnable state if you just invest time and money and manpower. And not only did they give Joe Biden 16 electoral votes, but they ended up likely flipping the Senate majority because of that investment. And so it's really a feeling of elation there. And Republicans are already beginning the soul searching to figure out what is to blame for this loss, who is to blame, and how they attempt to move forward in a state that is rapidly diversifying away from their favor.
The historical context here is important because runoffs in Georgia have been unfavorable to Democrats, to say the least. And yet we just heard Warnock say, welcome to the new Georgia. What do you think his victory says about the evolving political landscape of the state? And more importantly, do you think it will be lasting?
Well, looking at the preliminary data so far, the coalition that elected the Democrats incorporates a lot of more younger voters, a lot more suburban voters, a lot more black voters. And, you know, it paints the way for a future coalition for Democrats to win in a state that isn't quite fully firmly in the blue category yet. But, you know, Georgia has demographically changed in the last decade. Metro Atlanta in particular has grown larger and younger and more diverse.
And let's talk more about those black voters, which showed up with incredible force in this election. Data from Target Smart reveals that 50,000 black voters who did not vote in November showed up yesterday. Just explain the significance of that.
Well, for one, it means the Democrats' investment in places like Southwest Georgia, which is a very vote-rich black rural Democratic area, has paid off. Those are some of those voters that don't typically show up in runoffs, and those are some of the ones that didn't vote in the general election that showed up. And then also, I mean, Georgia is about 30% African American on the voter rolls, and it's part of the coalition you need to win. And really seeing that motivation to come together and elect the first black Democratic or first black senator from Georgia is really a historic effort of turnout.
It is, in fact, historic. And any word today from any of the Republican campaigns, especially Kelly Loeffler's, you know, people have said that she may have damaged herself because she tied herself to President Trump and his claims, false claims, that there was election fraud in November.
Well, in the closing hours of the campaign, Kelly Loeffler indicated last minute that she was going to be challenging Georgia's electoral college votes. And she attended a rally with President Trump where he attacked the election system, attacked our Republican governor and Republican secretary of state, and, you know, said that his election was rigged and robbed. And I think it definitely sent a message to voters. I think it encouraged Democrats to get out the vote on Tuesday to make sure that they could overwhelm the Republican numbers and win. But I think also, too, it did tell some Republican voters that maybe they should stay home because, you know, if it's rigged, why would you show up?
Right. The AP is yet to call the race between John Ossoff and David Perdue. It could happen any minute. People are just waiting on it. We'll wait and see, of course. And that's a much closer race than Warnock's race. On that one, where are we on the potential for a recount? Have you heard anyone yet question the integrity of this election like we did in the general?
Well, Georgia law says that a losing candidate can request a machine recount if they're within half a percentage point. At this moment, Ossoff is winning by 0.4%, but there's tens of thousands of ballots left to be counted that should be counted by the end of the day today, and that's in very Democratic-leaning counties and territories. So as soon as Ossoff reaches that threshold, it's incredibly likely that he will stay above that threshold, and we will have two Democratic U.S. senators.
All right, we'll keep a close eye on that. Stephen Fowler of Georgia Public Broadcasting, thanks for all the work you've done.
Thank you.